There are hundreds of villages like these along the front line on the Ukrainian-controlled side. And what's increasingly worrying, the amount of civilians that are still here. As we understand, this evacuation continues in the separatist-controlled areas. What is increasingly worrying also is that in villages like these, there are also a lot of Ukrainian military. And we've been speaking to some of the civilians here about their fears.
Soldiers stay in what were once private homes. Military vehicles pass by. Natalia runs the village shop. She has little hope a peaceful solution to the crisis can be found.
The military's been here for 8 years, but we all feel like targets. Of course the military in the village makes the risk greater. I'm afraid to even think about an evacuation. If I would have to leave my home suddenly with a bag of documents. Putin not attending the security conference in Munich suggests he doesn't want a peaceful solution.
Most of the families of those buried in the graveyard have left the village. People tell us the shelling in the area in the last couple of days has been the worst in years.
It's very frightening. I felt the fear rising up through me when the shelling started. We've been here since the beginning of the war, but where can we go and who can help us? We heard about the evacuation on the other side, and it's not a good sign. There is no good that will come out of this.
It's mainly the elderly left here now. They say the shelling has been worse at night.
People in villages like this one, close to the front line, are afraid. They are aware of what the Russian-backed separatists on their side of the front line are now calling a mass evacuation of civilians. And they are asking, what about our safety too? Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Eastern Ukraine.